Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish that your life will be in a right track, not defeated by the negative karma, but purely positively, with happiness, happy image about future. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. We really get in there for the names of the Buddhas that who were born in as a human being, which is introduced in Amitayu Sutra. The next name is the pure faith. What is interesting is that the face in Sanskrit is prasad, but prasad was translated into Chinese as a face. And what is interesting is that when we experience the keyword, you will clearly know that. Recognize that if you have faith to the external or internal great speed of the universe and the law of the universe and the potential of the universal beings, your heart will be pure, not your heart, I mean, your energy will be pure, transparent. The pure means there's no negative energy or karma seed flying around. Actually, the human being has been really awakened to the sensation of the key energy, what's going on. When one are not aware of it, usually one are letting leak the negative energy and such as a kind of dust is flying around around this person's one's body and around, you know, like 1-2 meters around. The dust of the energy, dust of the negative energy is kind of make you tired. But once you will have a faith to the great speed of the universe, that makes that your energy pure. So that's why the face or translated as prasad, the pureness, pure energy is translated as a face in China by the Chinese master. That's what I believe. And pureness of the energy is reflecting of the future the fitness, how much fitting this person subconsciousness is fitting to the great law of the universe. If one's energy is fitting to or unified with the law of the universe, what the future will be? Of course, the universe has infinite potential to make anybody's life and future gorgeous. If one's energy is pure. It means it's fitting or unifying with the law of the universe. So the future will be great. You know, faith includes that law of the universe, right? Then what I just said is law of the universe. If you have a faith to the law of the universe, key energy will be pure, and that pureness means unifying with the law of the universe, and life will be positive, greatly positive. But once you have a doubt, not have a faith to this principle of the universe, your energy, unfortunately, your energy will be not pure, and cannot expect the positive future. Please understand, I'm not making it up. I'm just talking like a weather report. What is what? What's happening? What's going to happen? What I can tell from the key energy point of view. But why? Why energy becomes pure if you have faith to the great speed of the universe? Its next name will tell you why. The next name is Zen-shuku. Zen is good, and shuku means dwell. You will be dwelled by the positiveness, or you'll be dwelled by the great speed of the universe. And the great speed of the universe is a positive existence. Otherwise, if negative existence, you should call it not great speed of the universe. You should call it negative speed of something. Anyway, the name Zen-shuku, and shuku means dwell, and Zen means the good. The positive energy will be dwelled into you. When I talk about these things, my motivation is not to let you have a faith to the great speed of the universe. My motivation is actually that you're going to have a positive future. That's why I'm saying in the end, may you have a faith to the great speed of the universe and law of the universe, and your energy will be pure and positive, and your future will be positive and gorgeous by being dwelled by the great speed of the universe.